Thank you. Blessed be God, Creator, Savior, and Advocate, who journeys with us, whose justice and compassion endures forever. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the gift of this beautiful day and for this chance to gather as a community, to be inspired, to give voice to song, and to listen to beautiful music. May this experience bless us for this day and all that is to come. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. Our lesson from today is from Luke chapter 10. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. It is a pleasure to be with you at Gustavus's campus. I was last here in the fall. Snow kept me from coming down earlier this semester. My name is Elizabeth Flomo, and I work for Lutheran Volunteer Corps, which is a year-long service organization. And I begin today by bringing greetings to you from my staff colleagues and our board and our nearly 130 volunteers who are serving in 13 different cities across the U.S. And when Pastor Siri told me that this month you're celebrating Women's History Month and to pick a text that had to do with women, Mary and Martha came to mind fairly quickly. And then I reviewed the text and I was like, that's hard. A lot of people have used that in a lot of different ways, and I wasn't sure I wanted to dive into that complexity. But as I sat with the text a little bit more, I realized the complexity that's going on in this text is similar to the complexity that we invite our volunteers into during their year of service. So I dug back in. Why is this text hard? First, we have Martha and Jesus sounding really harsh in his rebuke of her. "Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There's only need of one thing. What you're doing maybe doesn't matter as much." But that doesn't totally make sense, because what Martha has been up to, her many tasks are labeled diakonia in the text. And diakonia means service. And everywhere else in Luke, he lifts up the call to service, the call to help others. And so then we're left wondering, what's different about what Martha is up to right now? And so brings us back to the words that she's worried and distracted by many things, and she's missing Jesus in her home as guest. She's missing the holy going on right now. And I wonder how many of us have been worried and distracted by many things and so busy that we don't see those holy moments, those meaningful moments of connection with other people around us. And we need somebody to interrupt us. We need somebody to say, "Hey, pay attention right now," so that you don't miss what's going on. And then we have Mary, who seemed to get it. She was absorbing the presence of Christ in her home, sitting, listening to him. Yet I wonder, what does Mary do with that? In this text, we don't hear Mary speak. She's listening, but I'm guessing, again, some of us have experienced the time of taking in information, being excited by what somebody is sharing with you, and then saying, "Now what? What do I do with that time when I've been reflecting and listening and learning? What next?" So going to make the connections to LVC, I'll go there in a moment, but I want to share first a Facebook meme that's been going around for me the past couple days, and then a poem and reflection from an LVC alum. First, the Facebook meme from Spirit Science. Maybe some of you have seen this. It reads, "Become friends with people who aren't your age. Hang out with people whose first language isn't the same as yours. Get to know someone who doesn't come from your same social class. This is how you see the world. This is how you grow. That is an invitation that we make through doing Lutheran Volunteer Corps, from serving at a placement full-time for a year, living in community with 4 to 7 housemates, and having additional program days that explore different social justice topics. You see the world and you grow, and it's sometimes uncomfortable, as I'm sure Martha felt in our text today. And the reflection I want to share with you is from Pam Stahlheim, who has served in 1985 to 1986, and her reflection on her year resonates in the many years since then. Pam writes, "I came with noble aspirations of giving. I have received beyond measure. I came with expectations of hardship. I have received abundance. I came with caution. I have been overwhelmed with love. I came with self-righteousness. I have found humility. I came with religious idealism. I have found Christ in the street." In Lutheran Volunteer Corps, and I'm an alum as well as staff. I graduated from St. Olaf College and then did LVC and served in the Twin Cities in refugee resettlement work. And I experienced, as Pam did and as Siri did and as so many of our alums do, we have interruption of perception of our life, whether that comes in your placement setting and building relationship with people across difference, across language, having to pause in my speaking of English to say, I'm speaking too fast, I'm using too big of words, I need to look at how I'm speaking so that others can understand. Or maybe having to listen and learn in our anti-racism conversations. Really hearing what white privilege is about, understanding people's experience of racism in the U.S. in ways that I never did as a white woman of European descent. Exploring issues of environmental justice, classism, sexism, heterosexism, heteronormativity, a whole bunch of words that I didn't know before I started LVC, and more that I've learned being on staff. And then in house community, living with people, with others who don't let you get away with stuff when you are passive-aggressive or you are not communicating. You need to learn how to live together and live well together. That's the invitation for the year. People saying yes to the invitation to participate in LVC is saying yes to being in places that are uncomfortable, where disruption happens, where you are in challenging situations, but where they are wholly meaningful moments that help you learn about yourself and grow, and also find partnerships for action and just action in the world. That is our invitation. And I hope that if you are interested in learning more about Lutheran Volunteer Corps, you're welcome to come talk with me. Or if you want to apply yet this year, our deadline is April 1st. Or wherever you are finding yourselves called in life, in service, to the world and your community, that you feel empowered to say yes to those uncomfortable moments so that you can see those holy, meaningful moments and meet Christ wherever you are. And I will end today by rereading Pam's reflection and think about where this has happened in your life. "I came with noble aspirations of giving. I have received beyond measure. I came with expectations of hardship. I have received abundance. I came with caution. I have been overwhelmed with love. I came with self-righteousness. I have found humility. I came with religious idealism. I have found Christ in the street." Amen. Thank you.
Let us go forth from this place to love and to serve. Amen. You may be seated if you have time and take in the music of our postlude.